Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Atmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 5th of January. Apologies for so many stocks today, but it takes longer to whittle them down than it is to just go through them. Anglesey Mining is the first contender, and here we've broken mid-December neckline resistance at 7 pence while we're above that. On an end-of-day close basis, looking towards that November resistance line projection, currently pointing to 15 pence. Hopefully that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. At this stage, only well below the 20-day line, around 6 pence, really delaying the upside scenario, but hopefully we won't even go back below the 7 pence level. On to Avacta, which I know has its fundamental fans, and interesting to see the shares at the moment with the break back above the 200-day, the sharply rising 200-day moving average, which is a plus, and that's also the area of the 50-day line at 129. Above 129 on an end-of-day close basis after we broke that November resistance line at 120 yesterday. Looking forward, hopefully, to the top of that rising November trend channel, initially at £1.60, hopefully as soon as the end of this month. A stock which I'm very happy to see go up at the moment and looks like it's breaking out is Bidstack. The reason for that is the perpetual knocking of the company by the bears. So don't seem to want to give up on this one, but happily the stock is hitting new highs at the moment, and new near-term highs anyway. And after that gap we have through the 50-day moving average, which is normally a pretty reliable technical buy signal. View at this stage is that while there's no end-of-day close back below late December resistance at 7.9 pence, we could head up towards the top of the August trend channel as high as 13 pence by the end of the month. If you're a fan of the shares and want to dream of an even bigger target, then probably that would be up towards that July resistance line projection, currently pointing around the 18 or 19 pence level, hopefully by the end of next month. But I suppose let's just see if we can get up to the 12 or 13 pence area first, given how long it's taken for the shares to resurrect themselves since the end of 2019. Copper obviously very hot at the moment, and it's difficult to sort of narrow down how many which is the best stock to get exposure to it. One of the better ones at the moment looks to be Castillo Copper, where we've had a gap through a falling wedge, which was in place since, I suppose, the end of August. The view at this stage is that while we're above the 50-day line at 2.44 pence, looking towards the top of that broadening triangle from August as high as 4.5 pence, hopefully by the end of January. Another stock which is a decent mining play and has been for quite a while is Empire Metals. Rising trend channel here on the daily chart from July. It's taken quite a long time to consolidate over November, December, but looks like we're finally on our way now. And the longer we stay above that mid-December peak at 3.45 pence on an end-of-day close basis, the greater the chance of a move towards 5.5 pence. Hopefully, this will be seen by the end of this month, and then after that we can go on to higher levels above 5.5. Hopefully, we could then head up towards 8 pence, which is an April resistance line projection, but obviously that's for later in the year. A stock which I managed to miss out on looking at until now, I think, is Eden Research. Vertical move over the last week or so, very, very impressive, even more impressive given the way that we had gap through a rising 50-day moving average around the 18th of December, breaking October resistance at around the 9 pence level. But the key now is that we hold above old resistance for the shares from back in 2018, 2019 at 13.75 pence. Above that, we're looking towards, hopefully, a move up to the top of the rising 2019 price channel, currently promising a target as high as 23 pence, hopefully, by the end of February. So above 13, let's say, up to 23 pence by the end of next month. Another stock which hasn't had much airplay here is Mining Minerals and Metals, but gets it today on the basis of the decent gap to the upside that we've had through the neckline area around 8 pence. And Well, at least while we're above that, looking forward to hopefully the shares hitting the top of a rising trend channel from the beginning of last month, promising a 22 pence target, hopefully by the end of February. So above 8 pence up to 22 or 23 pence for mining minerals and metals. Onto a stock which used to be known as Mysis with the old code that it had. They recycled the code for this one, but Microsaic Systems is the name now and the company now. And interesting here, I like what seems to work well is a bear trap gap reversal as a signal, and that's what looks like we're going to have here. The bear trap down below 0.1 pence in the middle of last month, and then hopefully an end of day close today above 0.35 pence above the top of the gap. If we get that, then we're looking hopefully to a 1 pence target at the top of the August broadening triangle. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for a break of that October resistance line at 0.4, but I think 0.35 plus should do the trick for the shares, and the stop loss then would be around 0.25 if you can afford it, which is the bottom of the gap. 1 pence target hopefully by sometime in March for Microsaic. On to another stock which is looking very encouraging at the moment. Metals Exploration breaking neckline resistance from November around the 1.8 pence level, and while we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking up towards the top of that wide trend channel from the earlier, the sort of the middle of last year, currently promising 4 pence, hopefully again sometime during the course of March. Just a few to go now. One which I didn't look at yesterday, I chickened out. I wanted to see a bit more evidence of strength, but Obaco Bio easily breaking through 10 pence, which is what I was waiting for, and above that looking hopefully to an initial target over the next couple of weeks up to the top of that October broadening triangle at 14 pence. After that, probably a much bigger target towards 18, 20, which is where we were over the course of the summer. But the upside valid at least while we hold above the 10 pence area on Ovica. On to another mining play, and here we have Oriel Resources breaking neckline resistance at 0.5 pence. Hopefully, while we're above that, looking towards that September resistance line projection at 1 pence. Ideally, that would happen by the end of next month. And that looks possible given the way that shares are going and all the near-term moving averages are currently rising. Stock which has had quite a lot of coverage here, but back again and with a nice break to the upside, Ormond Mining. Above that broken resistance line there from October at 2.2 pence, we're looking for further upside. Hopefully up to the October resistance line projection at 3.5 pence, and that should be seen easily by the end of this month, and then we can obviously review the upside target there. Couple to go now. First is Quadrise, where you can see that we've broken that September resistance line and neckline resistance at 2.5 pence. Above 2.5 pence on an end of day close basis, we're looking towards the top of the August trend channel at 5 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Only really back below the 50-day line, 2.06, really delaying or cancelling the upside scenario. Finishing off with the stock of the moment, arguably, Remote Monitored Systems. We had that resistance line there from November as a target there when we were trading around 1.2, 1.3, something like that. That's now been hidden, as has the 50-day moving average at 2.3 pence. So that has worked out well after a rather shaky start. The view at this stage is that while we're above 2 pence, there's no reason why we shouldn't at least retest the 3 to 3.25 pence area, which is resistance on the way down, and then hopefully by the end of next month up to the top of the rising trend channel from October and retesting the best levels of November through the 6 to 7 pence area. But all of that valid, at least while we remain above the 2 pence area. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.